positives, which everybody loves. So, and you're not just sending red team findings to an endless backlog of tickets that no one's ever going to look at least not for a good year. So it really benefits red teams. It benefits blue teams. It benefits CTI and detection engineering teams. Purple teamers can come from anywhere at any time. I say just start.
Perfect. Yeah, no, that's a good way of looking at it.
Long-winded answer.
No, that's actually good. Actually brings up another question, because the next question I kind of had was, how would an organization build this process? And I think you kind of answered part of that, which is, you know, I've seen some organizations, they don't actually have, like, they don't even have a red team, or they might not even have a CTI team. How would you build that out? If you had to build an organization, how would you build that structure out and the different teams, and how would they collaborate?
Yeah, I definitely recommend myself, George Archiles, and Dan DeClos from FlexTrack. George is from Scythe. We are the ones out there kind of purporting this new maturity model where you don't necessarily start purple teaming after you have a dedicated red team. We think it really makes sense to start to bring a purple teamer on before that. And that's because you're giving yourself your best